find out what you've been missing in your life with A Balanced Life, featuring Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. They'll show you how to savor your life. Each episode is filled with energized conversations featuring insightful and informative expert guests who will teach you practical ways to nourish and invigorate your life so you can experience health, balance, and vitality every day. You'll find yourself smiling as you experience the liveliness and charismatic wit between Beth, Tracy, and their guests. What makes you happy, healthy, and feeling alive? Spend an hour with Beth and Tracy and find out. We're happy you're here.
Well, welcome, everyone. My name is Beth Aldrich. I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Tracy Mallett, and this is A Balanced Life. We are so excited to welcome our guest today.
I am ecstatic.
Well, you know, thanks to our first guest and our second guest, I am an absolutely amazing woman, and we'll explain why. But before that, Tracy, I want to hear about what's going on real briefly about the Shape Up America project that you've been working on. I really think our listeners would love to hear about that.
Yeah, this is an amazing project. It's called Shape Up America, and it's by a personal trainer, fitness entrepreneur, Mike Torsha. Mm-hmm. And he is envisioning on going to 30 different states across America fighting obesity. Wow. His strongest passion is childhood obesity, obviously.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure on Sunday to do the kickoff in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. And the mayor was there, and we had
You're hobnobbing with the mayor now?
Woo. Oh, yes. I had my photo taken with him. But
On the website.
Yes, he's very nice. And it was just an amazing event to see all these amazing people coming together to fight, you know, childhood obesity. And it's on a great path. So it was really, really exciting to do. So
that's exciting. Wow.
So if anybody out there is interested to go to any of the cities, I think the next time they're going to be in New York on 6/19. Mm. And you can go to operationfitness.org and you will see that they are trying to raise money to get more education into schools to get these kids moving. So it's a wonderful thing. So yeah. And how about you, Beth? What have you been up to?
You know, I'm working with my co-writer. We're getting our book proposal ready for publishers. So we're getting, that's a big thing. That's a really big thing. And as you know, I'm building a green home in the North Shore of Chicago. So I've been busy working with builders for that. But I wanted to let you and everyone know that I am having a virtual online jewelry party. Yes, it's very exciting. We partnered with Stella and Dot Jewelry, which I am just mad about, loving this jewelry. And we created our own little segment on their website. So if anyone from now until April 22nd decides to go on and purchase something from our online virtual party, we will select one person randomly who purchased something during now until the 22nd on this website that I'll give you, you'll be entitled to win $100 in free jewelry. So I'm going to give everyone the website, write it down, and then we're going to get started with our first guest. The website to go to for the virtual jewelry party is www.stelladot.com/BETHA. So you got to make sure you have that exact web address so that you're signed up under our party, and then we will select a winner for $100 of free jewelry, and this jewelry is gorgeous. So stella.com/BethA. So log on, win some gorgeous stuff, and join the party. Now, Tracy, tell us a little bit about our first guest today, because this girl really is – I thank her for the cute little butt that I have today, and I'll tell you why. Tell us a little bit about our first guest, Denise Austin.
Well, it's a true pleasure and inspiration being a fellow fitness professional. Denise Austin is amazing, and she is the fitness icon and a true inspiration for me. And I am so I'm amazed that we've got her here today, and we are so happy to have her. Denise is a true fitness icon. She has been the number one fitness brand for over a decade. Her best-selling titles have sold over 20 million units in fitness home entertainment worldwide. 20 million units!
That's a lot. God. Yeah, that's a lot of skinny butts.
I know. And in addition to her top-selling DVD, Denise is a wife, She's a proud mother. Now she has two girls, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's an author. She's a spokesperson and the star of the longest running fitness show on television that I used to watch every day.
Me too.
And she is a member of the Video Hall of Fame.
Woohoo!
So deserves that. And on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. She balances all. She's like us. She has a family. She is an entrepreneur. She's a businesswoman. But what I love about Denise is her unfaltering, amazing motivation to help people get off the couch and just exercise. Because when you see Denise, you just want to move. She has that so much energy. And the whole show today is going to be centered around energy with our next guest.
Mm-hmm.
And to have Denise, who is the ultimate in energy, is a true inspiration.
Well, she really thanks is. To her and that gorgeous smile and that, the six-pack abs, I'll tell you, she's kicking.
Welcome, Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, girls. How are you both?
Oh, we're doing great. Woo! I'm so happy to see you virtually.
Well, it's great to be with you.
Now, Denise, being a mother with, is it two daughters that you've got?
I've got two teenage girls.
I'm sure people stop you and ask you this all of the time. Did you feel like becoming a mother made you even more motivated to stay fit? I mean, that's just a question I get asked a lot. So I'm curious what your take on that is. I mean, obviously being a role model.
Being that it is my career, that it's all been part of me since I was a little girl. I was a gymnast as a child and got a full athletic scholarship to college and got my degree. So to me, being active came very natural because I did it, 5 hours a day as a teenager, very, determined to, get an athletic scholarship to help out my family. So I honestly, it came very natural afterwards to teach exercise because kind of gymnastics was a good disciplinary type of sport in what I do today because a lot of it stems from, like in gymnastics we did kips, we did V-sits, so much of it was almost like Pilates. And now after getting a degree, I just honestly love what I do, so it just becomes part of me now. But as a mom, having young girls and instilling in them a sense of healthy lifestyle is so important, but it's innate in our family just because this is how we live.
Yeah, it's true. It's
a part of... My husband played professional tennis. His sister's Tracy Austin, and my husband played also for UCLA for college and then went on to the pros and then went to law school to get his degree, knowing every year he kept falling down on the ladder of the tennis
world.
So he knew he had to do something else. So our daughters are great athletes. My daughters both play lacrosse. We live in an area in the East Coast that is it's a big sport for girls, lacrosse.
My husband was an All-American lacrosse player, so I know.
Oh, great.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So so my oldest, she's 18, Kelly, she's at a university playing lacrosse. So
nice.
On a scholarship, so I'm really proud of her. And my
Good
youngest
for her.
Is 15. She likes to dance and play lacrosse and tennis. So know what? It's just... it didn't make me become more fit, but it just kept me going.
That's
for sure.
So Denise, I need to ask you, because I know people ask you this all the time, talking about fitness. What do you actually personally do yourself? What is your fitness routine over a 7-day period? Because I know everyone's
I squeeze in fitness like a busy person does. When I'm home, I work out in the morning. Some mornings, my husband and I get up early before, the girls even get up and squeeze in a workout at 6:30 in the morning. And I only work out for 30 minutes. So I'm very efficient, very, kind of get it done, get it over with, get in the shower and get going with the day kind of thing.
Good for you. I love that. That's my kind of woman. Quick and easy, get to the point.
Yes. So do you mostly do cardio every day, or did you strength training?
I mix it up constantly, but this is pretty much what I do. Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays is pure cardio. And on the weekends, I walk with girlfriends or ride my bike. I try to do different things on weekends just because I don't want to keep the regimented feeling. Monday through Friday is already regimented, so why not do it 30 minutes in the morning and, you know, kind of just get it over with. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I do all cardio for 30 minutes. I mix up my cardio. Some days I do my own, like, kickboxing workout or boot camp because I try to think of new ways, you know, for my DVD to promote it, but also new ways to make it different and fun for my next DVD. So I'm constantly changing things up in my boot camp workout. And then I do, you know, sometimes a treadmill if it's bad weather, or we have a stationary bicycle. I'll jump on that once in a while to change it up. Because every time you do something a little different, you actually surprise your muscles to, you know, change it up a bit, and you never get on a plateau that way.
Love that.
Is that what your inspiration was? Because I love your new video. I think it's Denise Austin Body Makeover Mix, which I think is perfect for the busy mom or the busy entrepreneur as you are. It has the DVD includes an upper body, which is for upper body sculpt, which is 15 minutes. And then it has a lower body sculpt for 15 minutes, which I believe you have Pilates and ballet inspired exercise, which I love.
I love it.
And then you've got abs and core conditioning. Is this what you do on a regular basis too?
Yeah, this is what I do on Tuesday, Thursdays, and one day on the weekend to tone. So my new Body Makeover Mix DVD is all about toning and firming and sculpting. Mm. No jumping, no jarring. Each body spot, each upper body is 15 minutes. The midsection to get those tight, flat abs is 15 minutes, and then the lower body is 15 minutes. So actually what's nice about that workout is you could do all three and get in a 45-minute total body toning workout, or you could do 15 minutes in the morning to work your abs, and then the next day maybe do your butt for and legs for 15 minutes, and then the next day do your upper body. So it's a nice way to kind of squeeze a little 15 minutes in. Everyone has 15 minutes to target tone an area.
Well,
so,
and I like how you say that. No, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry. I like how you say that everyone has time, because I find that sometimes I just don't schedule it in my day, which is naughty. You know, I should be doing that. So now I find I live in a building with an elevator while we're building our house, and I literally will do three sets of squats and lunges in the elevator with the dogs while I'm taking a walk.
That's
great. I seriously do that. You know, that's the only way I can, you know, otherwise, and then I do push-ups against the counter when I'm making dinner. I literally do, Tracy, you know
that's
it's true.
That's what I've been saying. I have a new book out called Denise's Daily Dozen, 12 easy exercises to do every day and 12 foods to eat every day. And I show in the book 12 different ways to stay fit, in, even in your kitchen, because your muscles don't know if you're in the kitchen or you're in a fancy gym. So muscle toning can be done 1 minute here, 1 minute there. So there's no reason to have to put on exercise clothes and have a carved out time. So muscle conditioning can be done anywhere. Even when I'm in the bathroom blow drying my hair, I'm doing leg squats to firm my butt and thighs.
Now, here's my question. So it can be an accumulative effect throughout the day? Would that be a fair assessment? You don't have to exhaust the muscle and do it for 30 minutes kind of thing?
No, cardio is different. Cardio is something you need to do sustained for 20 minutes to get a cardiovascular conditioning effect for the heart and to burn fat. So cardio is different, like a walk or a run or the kickboxing. That has to go for 20 minutes to get your heart rate up. But toning and stretching, totally different. You could stretch right now, bend at the waistline, and instantly it gets some circulation out of that. If you're sitting at a computer, you know, so many of us sit now. The average American sits for 8.5 hours a day, and that could include work, it could include the computer, the, you know, watching TV, whatever. So there's little things you could do right in that chair to help your body head to toe.
And squeeze your butt. I mean, you can squeeze your butt while you're just sitting here.
Yeah, squeeze your butt. Pull your tummy in. Here's my favorite exercise to tone and tighten the tummy. Right now, no matter where you are, sit or stand, pull in your tummy muscles. Now, contract the abs for 5 seconds. Tight, tight, tight. Tighten them as hard as you can. And that's equal to one sit-up. So you should be doing isometric exercises
all day long.
All day long.
I'm loving this. Now I know why I have such a great stomach.
No one else
will. See, Beth, I told you. You could be doing this every day. We were talking about it yesterday, how much weight you'd lost, but you said
I know, I've lost like 10 pounds.
Skinny with no muscle mass.
Yeah.
Because I'm
cutting out sugar. Yeah.
So you have to get Denise's videos and start doing those butt exercises.
Yeah, and my other new one I love is a brand new boot camp workout that really burns fat. It's two different 20-minute workouts. So, and this one's more cardio, something that you see the big difference in your body by, you know, really slimming down through cardio. And I just want to tell everyone it's easy enough that everyone could do, but also it's progressive enough that you could, if you know, I have different levels on there, so you could really get a great workout if you try.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think it's, and that's the thing. And I love what you just said about you don't have to put on your gym clothes and you got to have sneakers, blah, 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 blah. You could be like, you know, mom at home with your baby in your lap and just roll back and squeeze your stomach, like you were saying. I mean, little things.
That's what I do because, you know, although I do work out the 30 minutes, I try throughout the day to do things that will burn calories also, because that is where you're going to see the extra effect of, you know, shaping up and not eating so much and really taking the care of your body to stretch, too. Stretching, to me, is such a wonderful luxury, and I love to stretch. So I'll just be stretching, you know, anytime. Like, I've even stretched sitting there at the right there at my chair at the computer. If you just bend to the waist, one side to the left and the other side to the right, that helps your waistline. It gets circulation in your spine and keeps lubrication throughout the discs. So that's important to do, you know, anytime, anywhere. Just add in a little stretch here and there, and it's all accumulative that will really help you.
Well, you know, it's funny you talk about stretching. In the morning when I take my dogs for a walk, they both sit there and they just stretch. And you can tell
they
just...
Yeah, they do downward-facing dog, like in yoga.
Yeah. And they're so relaxed. And then they shake their tail and then they're ready to go. And I'm like, if we all did this every day, you know.
Yeah, you will feel better. You know, stretching releases tension. And so what happens is when you release tension, you just feel so much better. And it's instantaneous. And then the other idea for people to do is certain exercises for your abs strengthen your core muscles, which also keeps your back healthy. So when you reach for something, your back won't go out. So I've got a Belly Busters workout DVD that all focuses on just the tummy, the area, even the lower part of the tummy. And that has seven different 10-minute workouts on that DVD. That's one of the best sellers, that Belly Busters, because it really works on the tummy. And you could get it from my website on a discount, deniseaustin.com. It's a really good one for the tummy. And having kids want to always focus on that lower tummy around the belly button, that a lot of us have a little extra pooch that we always are fighting. So that is the area that I focus on that DVD. So there's something for everybody, too.
Yeah.
Well, I think what most people don't realize is that how your abdominals can, like you touched on it earlier, can help with lower back pain. And lower back pain is one of the biggest aggravation in America because we are all sitting at a desk all the time. So to have a 10-minute workout and is wonderful to be able to fit into your daily lifestyle. But I wanted to ask you a question because I think this is really important, that in videos in general, there's always people saying, oh, the choreography is too, you know, too hard, we can't do it. But what I love about your videos per se is that the workouts are sound, the workouts get you a great workout, they're very well balanced. But I also like the fact that the choreography is very easy to do, so that anybody from an athlete can work out at a really high intensity and get the moves, but also, you know, little Mrs. Weave, as we would say, as you would know, Denise, can totally do that, can do the workout. And do you ever, like, envision when you're actually doing the videos, do you actually envision that person in your head?
I love to be like their best friend, to be what they feel. I have three sisters, so I feel like, you know, I'm talking to them when I'm teaching because they are, you know, truly the people that I say, okay, come on, you could do this. I feel like I'm talking to my sisters. So I feel this very kind of, you know, being that I'm in people's homes with these DVDs, whenever I meet people, they feel like I'm their really close friend, which I just love because, you know, I'm in their living room with them and I'm teaching them ways to, you know, feel better about themselves. So it's a great feeling of accomplishment for me and also for the people who are doing it, especially the women, because, you know, I feel like I'm talking to them, come on, it's worth it. We're going to get that nice tight tushy. You're going to look great from behind. You know, why not, you know, get rid of some cellulite right now? So I really, you know, it's in me anyhow, because this is what I want. So I can relate.
I think that's why people
100%
love you so
natural,
much, because they feel like you're their friend.
Yeah.
People love you so much.
And that's what I love about what I do. I really do feel like all these people are my friends. And before I do a film a new DVD, I take this workout to different friends of mine who are different sizes and shapes and fitness levels, and I try it out on them. They are my guinea pigs. They are my, you know, ways that I see, like, ooh, that's a little too hard. You know, those burpees or those push-ups or, you know. So I'll change it up a little depending on, like, okay, Denise, my legs are killing me. So I really
love that, though.
Yeah. I keep those in, too. I have a few sparks of those and bursts of those. But so it's a great overall DVD for most everybody. Each of my DVDs are, you know, like I have a yoga body burn that's yoga that really gets your heart rate up and you still get a good workout, but still do yoga. So I have something for everybody. And I have a button thigh shaper, a brand new compilation of my favorite 10-minute workouts that there's seven on that DVD that work on, you know, inner thighs, outer thighs, you know, saddlebags, butt thighs. So that's my new bun and leg shapers.
Wow.
How
you've got a lot.
How many videos do you have, Denise? How many videos?
Well, I have filmed 88 in my life. The top 10 are my favorites because they're the newest. I do about four a year. Recently, I've been doing a lot just because people love different new ones all the time.
Yes, they do. They want to mix. So, they want to mix it up again, like you said. It's mixing
it
up.
Yeah, yoga one day. Maybe they have my Pilates or the 3-week boot camp. My brand new one is the most fun because it really builds you up. In 3 weeks, you'll see results. Ooh. So.
I'm loving that 3-week result thing.
Yeah.
Now, Denise, there you go, Beth.
The average girl lost 8 pounds in 3 weeks. Yes, and the average girl lost 8 pounds in the 3 weeks that we put her on. And she, in the 3 weeks, you do 20 minutes most every day. So you do one of the workouts one day, then the next one, because there's 2 20-minute workouts on there.
Which is easy. Now, with that advice, I want you to repeat your website one more time because we are going to head to a commercial break and say goodbye, but I want to make sure everyone gets to your website.
Everybody log on to DeniseAustin.com. I give fitness tips, recipes. You can get discounts on my DVDs and talk about – there's information about my new book. So log on to DeniseAustin.com and get some free advice.
Well, we are going to log on just as we're speaking here. But in the meantime, listeners, I want you to check out Denise's site. And if you hang tight, we're going to go to a quick commercial break and we'll be back with Beth and Tracy. This is A Balanced Life. Stay tuned.
ForHerInformation.com online magazine is the place to be for hip, conscious-minded women. You can find information, ideas, and solutions that can improve your life and the planet. Explore the variety of articles, the It Girl column, radio show archives, and recent television clips, all designed with you in mind, the hip, conscious-minded woman. ForHerInformation.com features a link to the Green Mom blog written by founder Beth Aldrich, where you'll find tons of great ideas and product tips that are mindful of the planet and you. ForHerInformation.com. Log on today and read what you've been missing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Beth Aldrich. I'm here with my co-host, Tracy Mallett, and this is A Balanced Life. Wow.
What a great interview.
Yeah, that was like a very energy-filled first half of the show. And I'll
tell you. I want to get up and work out now, Beth. I feel like I'm a lazy slob because I'm sitting down here at my computer, and now she's making me use my abs, pull my abs in, and I was slouching forwards. Now I'm standing nice and tall.
Right. Well, now, you know, not only are we going today to work out your body with Denise Austin, but now our next guest, Heather Dominick, is going to, Tracy, help you infuse energy with her energy-rich entrepreneur success system. And I'll tell you, our next guest, Heather Dominick, I've known her for quite some time, and I've worked with her personally with her programs. And I must tell you, in addition to being a master coach, she's also the creator of her uniquely created energy-rich entrepreneur success system and the energy-rich coaching system. It's a company that she created that's devoted to teaching healers, coaches, and heart-centered entrepreneurs around the world to partner with them to use the universal energetic principles. And she offers very practical and step-by-step advice and information and how-tos to really joyfully make more money in your business so that you can better serve the world. Because let's face it, if you do something as a, quote, hobby, it tends to run out of gas. You know, you've got to infuse
your passion with it to make it.
Right. And that's what I love about Heather Dominick. So I wanted to welcome Heather Dominick to the show. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. You guys have a great show. This is just awesome.
You're it's just saying that because we're friends.
No, I've been listening and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just fantastic. So I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Well, I have to tell you, your private mentoring programs that you've been offering in the boot camp, I mean, we have so much to talk about. And for those people that are, you know, are listening that don't know a ton, because I've worked with you for so long and I know you, we've taken a little break because I'm building a house and I have literally no time available. but I want you to tell us a little bit about the basis or the concept of your business and kind of how you got it started and how it kind of evolved. Because I think that's a really lovely story.
Sure, absolutely. Happy to. So energy-rich coaching, you know, as you were mentioning, Beth, is really a company that's devoted to those entrepreneurs who are really wanting to do business from a place of heart and a place of spirit. That they really desire to be of service in the world. They really have this passion. They know that they're meant to change people's lives. And they really are ready to receive a financial return for the sharing of that passion and for the providing of that service.
And so, hence the word, financial return.
Absolutely. So those of us who are heart-centered and, you know, we might find ourselves in a personal, you know, self-employed position of being a healer or a coach, or, again, we're just in business for ourselves and we really want to be doing it from heart, we can often find ourselves trapped by wanting to give so much and then feeling blocked about how to receive the return. And receiving the return is absolutely key. It's a must. Because if you really are here to be of service to the world, then you have to be replenishing yourself. And that comes in our society in the form of really being able to make money so that you can have time to rest and rejuvenate, replenish, and then be able to continue to step forward and serve. So that's really the heart and essence of energy-rich coaching. And where this really came from is everything that we teach and coach on in energy-rich comes from my own experience. So I started my first business as a nutrition and wellness coach, and I really built that business up to full capacity in about 9 months' time. And when I got to that 9 months, I hit my first summer in business, and when I did, I watched my client numbers drop, and I was like, what's happening here? What's going on? And everyone that I talked to told me, oh, well, you know, like, that's just what happens. You know, business dies down in the summer. And I thought to myself, well, that's not going to work for me. So I really, I'm not going to believe that. I don't choose to believe that. So I really set out on this research mission of what it really takes to be able to be successful and profitable in business and really be able to take care of yourself and really be able to provide for yourself and live a life that, that, you know, will take care of you. And what I really found is that the key really is about partnering with higher source energy, really being able to tap into higher source energy, to spirit, soul, universe, God, Buddha, whatever it is that you want to call it, and really fuse that into very practical, step-by-step ways to market and build your business. When I brought those two together, that's when things really took off. So I really experienced going 1 year, going from 1 year generating about, you know, $70,000 in my business, somewhere around there. And then the next year I generated $500,000.
Wowee! So,
and wait a minute, stop there.
So, okay.
See, I knew the dollar signs would get Tracy.
That. So wait a minute. So you went from 75K a year to $250,000 in over a couple of years, truly because you felt that you'd connected the energy path to your career. Is that basically what you're saying?
Well, the first part that I want to correct you on is that the income leap was not over a couple years. It was 1 year. It was 12 months.
Yeah.
So
we're talking fast track here. We don't. Yeah. She gets right to the point.
Right. So that's important to emphasize there. And then, the merging of energy with really the way in which I was in action in my business. And now this is the 9 steps of the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System, and it's everything that we teach in our program.
Well, my question to you is, For instance, I obviously have a lot of energy. I'm very energy focused, and I truly believe that, you know, the reason why I've done so well in this industry is because of I have this energy, whatever it is, it's laws of attraction, and I'm very open. But I also feel that because I do have this energy, and because I'm a giver, in other words, I'm always trying to help people out. It's just I'm very empathetic. That I feel like a lot of the time, which I can see. What gets me into trouble is the fact that I'll get sidetracked because people suck so much energy from me and I can't say no because I'm born to help people.
Heather, she's a perfect candidate. I think we found you.
Got so a there model must be a happy here. Medium with many women just like me. I mean, I've done very successful. However, I've been very successful. However, I do feel like there's a part of my life where that I need to. But how do you say to that person, oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you because you're not bringing me any money? You know, how do you do that?
Well, where we start is that it's not all or nothing, right? It's not either you say yes or you say no. So we actually step back and first we look at what we call an energy rich, managing your energy, how to manage your energy and really be in a place that allows you to be in a high vibrancy or a high frequency and not allow that sucking action that you're talking about.
And energy drain.
The sucking of your energy. Because what I really want to emphasize here for you, Tracy, and for everyone who's listening, is that when you allow that to happen, you are actually not being of the highest service. You yep. actually are not helping that person. If you have the experience of your energy being sucked from you, then that's a clear indicator. That's what I refer to as divine guidance, that somewhere something is off track. Because mm-hmm. if you're feeling that, that is not a high vibrancy and it's not beneficial to the person that you're serving. Now, I know your ego mind, what I like to call your ego mind, tells you that you are, oh, I'm giving. But again, mm-hmm. if it's kicking up low energy for you, feelings of resentment, feeling of exhaustion, right. that's being put out energetically and that's being picked up by the person even that you're quote unquote serving. So we really start with managing your energy so that you can be in a middle road. It's not yes or no, it's a middle road. And that also applies to how you set up your business so that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Okay?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Can I ask a question? Because you know how I am, Heather. I have to ask as it comes because I'll forget.
Please do.
For someone like myself, and I think Tracy, we're in a similar boat in some ways. I'm, working on my book with my writer, co-writer, and we're, at the process where we're pitching publishers, and it's very exciting. I'm at a point where I have to do a lot of quote unquote self-promotion to get my platform bigger and bigger. In that case, there's not a lot of ways where I can generate revenue, but I must tell you, Heather, through working with you, I somehow have figured out a way to attract or manifest, because now I'm getting calls out of the blue from people I didn't even know who are hiring me for work related to my speaking platform, which is so interesting and profound. And I want to point this out, that when you work with someone like Heather, especially through your boot camps, who I feel is a great way for people to really get their dip their toe in the water with how you work, I think, mm-hmm. And I think you'd agree, it really helps you open your awareness, and it just brings that law of attraction. I mean, I hate to use that phrase because that's so overdone, but wouldn't you agree, Heather? I mean, in response to what I just mentioned.
Well, you just gave a beautiful example, Beth. And first of all, I'm just so excited for you. And I'm so happy to hear about that. But that's such a beautiful example because, again, our mind can tell us that it can only be one way or another. The first story that I heard you say was like, well, I need to promote my book so I can't generate money. And then as you shift that perception and the possibilities, you're sharing that then actually situations that you couldn't have even conceived of have come to you out of the blue. A way has been shown for mm-hmm. you to actually be able to do both. And that is so much of what we teach and coach on in our programs, is how to manage your energy so that you can open up to a new way of being in action, be receiving opportunities that, again, from where you may have operated in the past, you wouldn't be able to conceive of or even imagine, or definitely not make happen on your own. So mm-hmm. that's a beautiful example. I'm so glad you
Thanks.
Shared that.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, and I have to say, with people listening, there are a lot of us who, quote unquote, get caught up in that social marketing or, Twitter life. I mean, I love Twitter. Right. Don't get me wrong. I tweet. I do a lot of, and there's ways to do it, like where you do scheduled tweets and things like that. And I think
TweetAdder is a great software.
And that's the thing that Heather really works with you on, is creating that. Explain that. So we have kind of a. But what are you – okay, let's tell everyone really what you offer. Like if someone was interested in working with you to kind of infuse this into their life and their business and their career, what would be a great way for someone to get started?
Well, I think, exactly as you mentioned, Beth, we have the boot camp, which is a 12-week over-the-phone program full of many layers of support, and that really takes members through the 9-step system of the Energy Rich Entrepreneur Success System, which goes from, all of the inner and all of the energy work and how to really partner it with the outer, establishing systems in your business so that your business can be operating on autopilot, really setting up marketing so that that is happening for you consistently and in a way that feels good to you, how to really connect in with potential clients, again, in a way that's aligned with who you are. Because when you're in aligned action, that's the best action that you can be in. So we really go through that process together, that full 9-step process. And then also, anyone can just come to energyrichcoach.com, join the community, and we've got a lot of fantastic free tools that can get you started. If you really just feel like, okay, I just want to begin this process for myself and the
the easiest way possible. We've got a great free 5-part e-course. That's a great way to start. Do some home study for yourself, wealth building exercises, free audios and teleclasses, because I really, really believe in just offering as much support as possible. And it really is about stepping into a new way of being in business and just being in your life for yourself. So you don't have to be in that, you know, drained energy place, but you're actually in a high energy place and really, really experiencing creating and manifesting and really being able to, as I said at the beginning, provide your passion to the world and receive in return. That's what it's all about.
I wanted to ask you a quick question, because I know there's many entrepreneurs listening right now, a lot of moms who have, you know, just had children or making a change from the corporate world into a new life, and they're looking for new avenues to, you know, to make money. And it's so there's a lot of entrepreneurs who I feel, when they're starting out, make a lot of money mistakes. I mean, we all have their Beth done it. I've done it.
Still doing it.
Yes. You meet this person who promises, you know what, we're going to get you 1,000 Twitter fans in 1 week, and that's going to generate you X amount of income, you know. So, or, you know, you're creating a new product and you need to get some patent advice or whatever. And it just seems like so overwhelming. But I wanted to ask you, what are some of the money mistakes, you know, smart entrepreneurs make? I mean, I think that's such an interesting question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's such a good question and an important question. And we really go into detail about how to really, you know, be in a harmonious relationship with money in all of our programs and part of Energy Rich. So when it comes to money mistakes, the first, and I would say the most common that I see so many entrepreneurs make, is that they are actually not aware of the relationship they have with money. Each and every one of us has a relationship with money. And if you're not aware of what that relationship is, that can create so much in terms of sabotage and derailing. Because when you are in business for yourself, one of the things I like to say all the time is that if you want a fast track to personal growth, start a business. Because everything that, you're here to grow about yourself will be right in your face. And very often that has to do with money. So the first thing you want to do is become aware of, like, what kind of relationship do you have with money? Have you been ignorant about money? Have you felt resentful of money up until now? Have you felt out of control when it comes to money? Do you feel like money doesn't stay with you, or whatever it might be? But as soon as you become aware of what it is and what's not working, then that's your direct path to change. You can look at what's not working and then choose the opposite. What would I like this to be instead? And what actions can I take that will help me create that? And that is so key to really being able to change your relationship with money, because I'm with you. I have not in any way always had a good relationship with money, and that's something that I have definitely healed through my business. And that's really, truly what so many of us are meant to do, and especially women.
Well, have you noticed, and Tracy, you might even experience this too. Well, as I mentioned earlier, we've partnered with Stella and Dot, and I'm always doing things, you know, with our online magazine and different fun things. And sometimes I'll notice that people will be like, uh-oh, here she comes. She's got something else to sell, or she's got another workshop, or she's going to buy something. I mean, and you're always going to come in contact with people that quote-unquote don't get it or aren't buying into your energy. What advice would you give to entrepreneur women, such as women that do the, you know, in-home sales or the, you know, promoting in a, like a magazine or an online newsletter? Like, how do you help them get past the initial rejections that you are going to get?
Yeah, it's a great, great question. So there's really three key pieces there. So the first is to get very clear about who your ideal client is. And I'm not just talking about target market or niche. In Energy Rich, we actually look at your ideal client in the terms of who is your energetic match. Who is someone who there's just a natural draw, that they feel connected to you. So that's first. But then as soon as you identify and get clear about who your ideal client is, you can stop wasting your time and energy talking to people who are not your ideal client. You don't need to do that. That's a waste of energy. Then the second is to really be able to manage any beliefs that you have that might tell you, might be limiting in terms of what it means to be in sales or what it means to be in business. You have to really look at those beliefs because, you know, I always say you can't fool energy. So
you cannot.
So if you're carrying a lower level or a limiting belief, it will be picked up by the people that you're talking to, your potential clients. So that's number two. And then number three is to what we call an energy rich, shift from selling to serving. And that's a real shift in both perception and in approach. So the old way of doing business is out. I'm like, that's old paradigm. You know, anything from the last century, it doesn't float anymore. So you've got to let it go and step into how can you be of service and to really believing that what you have to offer is of service to your ideal client. They want what you have. They're looking for you. They're like, where is she? Where is she?
And where is Tracy?
Yeah.
I think you touched on a really good point there because it is about being specific to, you know, who you relate to with, what your passion is. And you cannot fake that. No matter what happens, you cannot fake your true empathy, your true energy that's in there. And I think you brought up a great point is finding your target person that relates to you. And once you've found that perfect relationship, people know that it's coming from a good place and not a bad place. So the fact that you are, you know, you're trying to help people, you know, either get better or look more beautiful with great jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And because you believe in that jewelry yourself, you envision that jewelry on your friends, on, you know, Mrs. Weaver, whoever.
Wait, hold on. I just got to tell you, I just got an email from a listener, Karen from Chicago, and she just said she's loving the show. So I just wanted to send out a hug and kiss to everyone. Sorry.
Oh, awesome. That's
okay. Sorry about that. My beep went off. I'm like, oh, somebody just contacted us through the show. But go ahead, Tracy. So, yeah, so someone's loving your exercise videos or loving the jewelry.
I think for me, exactly, I kind of went through this in my early 20s. I was put on a TV show and I was green and I truly loved what I did. And I thought, you know, I'm okay at this, but I didn't truly believe in myself. I have this great energy, but I knew the energy that I put out was a very mixed energy because I wasn't in the right place. I didn't know who I was about at that particular time. So over the years, I've really molded like who I am, who my target audience is, who I relate to, and I attract that person. But if you are putting yourself out there, you've got to be open to rejection too, because not everybody's going to love you. You're not going to resonate with every single person in the world. And you just have to be secure in your own place. And I think from what I'm hearing from you, this is what your whole energy system's about. And it's truly inspiring because I think if more people got in tune with their energy and really focused on where that energy is going to that pinpoint, I think that people would get further on in their career. Do you not agree?
I absolutely agree, you know, and I tell you, I really believe that, you know, those of us who are ready to really be in business, you know, from this high energy place, from this place of service, like, we're here to change the world. Like, this is really what's going to move the world forward faster and in a higher place. So I really look at it as our divine responsibility to manage your energy, to be willing to step out there, to put your passion out there, to believe in it, to offer it to other people whose lives are going to be better because of it, and to allow yourself to be receiving a return so that you can continue to offer more. And again, truly, I believe that's what's going to change this world. And those of us who are really ready to step out from this heart-centered, high-spirit place, like, we're it. We're it. We are here.
Well, Heather, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about it because I really, really enjoy listening to your boot, you know, your calls. I mean, from the day one, the one-on-one calls that we do or the boot camp, all of the different things. You know, you have a very passionate and energized and very motivating voice. And I was invited to do a teleconference for a class about a few weeks ago. And they had over 700 people signed up for this. And I was like, okay, what would Heather do? What would Heather do? And I was like trying to, you know, and I did it and I got so many amazing feedback letters and the feedback was so wonderful. And I was like, huh, you know, and I never really think I could have done it had I not really listened to how, you know, you modeled it and really plugged into your energy and how someone like yourself could do something like that. And I think when you find mentors or people in your life that motivate you on your energy plane, I think it really makes a difference. And I think that's one of your qualities that I really want people listening to really follow up on is the fact that you have an energy that really, you know, people gravitate to it and they get it. And your steps are so clear and they're so, what's the word? You know, basic. They're to the point.
Basic.
You don't mess around. You get right to the point. And I want people to know that because I've had success by working with Heather and so have countless other people. And this isn't all, oh, buy Heather's, you know, whatever. She needs to, or people need to understand that this is something that is going to catapult your business or what your, you know, your goals are.
Absolutely.
And just want to give you that little kudos.
Oh, that's just so awesome, Beth.
I'm so excited to hear about,
you know, your latest successes is just awesome. And I just so appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you too.
if there's one little piece of advice you could give to our listeners now that can help them and make this change right away, what would it be? Like a quick, simple,
yeah,
you know, solution.
Some quick little bullet points.
Little bullet points.
Yeah, I would say, you know, really to be willing to tap into that passion that you have, because for so many of us, it's just like a quiet little ember, and we don't believe that we can actually ignite it. We don't believe that we can actually hear it. And so I want to invite you to hear it, to tap into that passion of what it is that really drives you, that jazzes you, and fuel that. And whether you step right into generating income through it or you just choose to bring it to a higher place for yourself in your life, give it room. And I promise you it will continue to grow. But no good ever comes from ignoring what it is that you are meant to bring to the world. And again, if you stop and you get quiet and you listen, you will hear it. And then do what you need to do, get the help that you need to get the support that you need to bring it out into the world, because that is why you are here.
And I just got butterflies. to the point really, really nailed it in. Now, knowing that this is why we're here and this is what our work is to do, I really want everyone out there listening to take a couple of minutes, if they have time right now, and zip on over to Heather's website. I know the website, but Heather, tell us your website so that everyone can go to the right location.
Sure, absolutely. That's energyrichcoach.com.
So energyrichcoach.com.
Yes.
And when you're there, you'll see everything's very clearly laid out. It's a beautiful branding and it's really to the point. And I think it really goes to show that if you put your time and energy in, you know, in the right place, you're going to have success. And Heather has proved it. So, Heather, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
It's great meeting you, Heather. And I truly in your, you know, your coaching, I think if more people really tap into what they truly love and their energy, I think success, wealth, and happiness will definitely all come in order, really it will. So I think this is wonderful. It's been a great pleasure meeting you and wish you success. And I tell all the audience out there, please go and check out a website. If you're feeling in a rut today and you feel like you don't know what to do with your life, and
check out Heather.
Go Heather, and she'll pep you up, and in no time, you'll be making all that money in a year. But the thing is, and this is what I always say, like, I truly love what I do.
Yeah.
We truly love what we do. And it's obviously very apparent by the energy, how this energy of this conversation today. But unfortunately, none of us can continue what we're doing and what we're best at and how we're inspiring people
without
money. Yeah. So we shouldn't be frightened to say, you know what, I need to make money. So, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful. Well, you both are so beautiful. Your show is fantastic. Again, it's been such a joy to be here. I'm very, very honored. And thank you for what you're bringing to the world, both of
you. Well, thank you so much, Heather. And for those of you listening, take a quick second, too, to hop on over to Tracy Mallett's website, which is www.tracemallett. Check out what she's got going on. Also, that's my dogs in the background. They're saying goodbye. And then for herinformation.com, check out our online magazine issue for this month. And I want everyone out there to have a fabulous day. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to A Balanced Life with Beth Aldrich and Tracy Mallett. Listen every other Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time as Beth and Tracy show you what you've been missing.